like the Van Halen of radio. Dylan Van Halen is a guy I knew in high school. And what a jerk. It's the Mike Calta Show.
Come on. Anybody know this song?
I'm gonna rock to the rhythm of the body. Come on now, let's have big fun. Rock to the rhythm, let's get undone. Without a jeans, my teenage dream of love is on my mind. This native love is rampant, and I'm just not satisfied. And I never get enough.
Okay, nobody knows this song? Anybody know?
Sure.
This song was huge when I was in high school. I don't know when it came out. I don't know if this is a remix or what the deal was, but this song was huge when I was in high school. Much like the Erasure song.
Ulamoo?
Yeah, L'Amour.
L'Amour.
Oh, L'Amour.
Yeah.
What's a boy in love supposed to do? Whoa, with another boy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't care. This was just all 1984.
Don't sneak up
Staten
on
Island. Yeah. don't hide it.
Yeah.
Even though you were probably hugging shirtless on the cover of the album, we were only playing the 12-inch.
Yeah, don't get me singing it when I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, another boy. Oh, wait.
What?
Trick
then
me.
Then it had us singing this. And then there was this one by the same artist.
Who is this, by the way?
I'll tell you. I'll get that. You know this song?
I don't think so.
Shoot Your Shot?
Oh.
Wow. Sounds like a beats. Movie theme.
Okay. That song and Native Love, the one before this, were both sung by crossdresser Divine. That was in all the John Waters movies.
Okay.
The big fat guy dressed as a lady.
Right.
That's who sings both of those songs. None of us knew that in high school while we were playing that song. While Anto and Juno and Charlie were breakdancing into a backspin of windmills that song.
Oh, no.
None of us knew. That's right, Chris Mendez. I know you're listening in Clearwater. Your brothers used to dance to this song. And none of us had any idea that Divine or who Divine was when that song came out until the first Hairspray came out.
What would you say a song that you know, that you've heard, that immediately makes you think of a homosexual lifestyle? Any song, any kind of, whether it's rock or dance.
Goes to Hollywood makes me think of that. Is that what you had ready to go?
That's exactly what I had ready
to go.
Shut up. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Every time I think of this, I just think it's just like this was the soundtrack to big gay house
40s.
Parties.
Yeah. This was
like, doesn't this sound like this is a movie about 80s gay guys just getting
right.
on.
Yeah. Right. This is the gay revolution song.
Right.
We're going to go. We're going to sing this song. We're going to say these words, and people are going to think that means something else. To my house.
A very catchy song.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a huge hit.
Everybody's wearing a shirt that said relax on it.
Yeah.
I never got these double meaning songs until I was older.
No.
Blondie had a song called "Eat to the Beat," and I was like, "Really? That's like with a fork in it."
How much of your music influence do you think would be different when you guys were younger if you could have seen the people who were making the songs?
Well, I did. I mean, I was the beginning of the MTV generation, so I did get to see a lot of those artists. But a lot of these songs were just obscure, like Divine's. Dance tracks weren't really getting played on the radio. They were in the clubs.
But like I remember listening to, and the only way you knew what they looked like is if they happened to be in the album cover, if they had a picture of them. But I remember listening to Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever, and stuff like that, like ELO.
I told the story before. Yeah. My mother wouldn't let me listen to Cheap Trick because she thought Dream Police. Come to me in my bed. She thought it said come to pee in my bed. And they were like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
And now it's so funny. Robin Zander like is our buddy. And my mom wouldn't let me listen to the 8-track of it. The 8-track. We had an 8-track player and Hector came over with an 8-track tape.
Wow.
And it was he's like, you gotta listen to the song Dream Police. It's great. I'm like, no, I don't want it. It says pee in it. Oh, no.
Back to Cat Scratch Fever. Yeah. My dad used to love waking us up Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. while he worked out to that song on full blast on his surround sound.
That's right.
You know what I didn't think? What does your dad think about the wall, being that he's Mexican?
He's only half Mexican.
Well, so he likes half the wall? He likes the American side of it?
Yes, he likes this side. He's all for it, I'm sure. He's very Trump supportive.
Your dad worked out with Cat to Cat Scratch Fever?
Dude, well, he would, like, because he... when
How
he,
macho?
Dude, when he built his house, he made sure there was a surround sound. Like, that was, like, his creme de la creme. Right, of the house. You know what I mean? Like, he put all his money, like, a lot of money into it. So he would love that. Or what's the one? Cocaine.
Yeah, Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but why, though? Yeah. Your dad was probably chopping it up in the basement.
He used to when he was younger, but not anymore. But,
all right, don't come down here. I'm working out.
Daddy's working. I told you I'm working.
Oh, no. He would do it right in the living room. He had a little stationary bike and a medicine
ball. Oh, I thought he'd been cutting up his cocaine.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did it on the bike. No.
Like, I wonder why you have mental problems.
Yeah, but
every time Carmen hears Cat Scratch Fever, she just starts getting the sniffles.
What's going on? But yeah, he loved that song. So now every time I hear it, I want to yell at somebody.
I was the gayest kid ever. I'm thinking about all these things I used to do now. I know my mother thought I was gay for a little while.
Oh, did she really?
Well, she didn't. She had a boyfriend, and he used to tell her that he thought I was gay.
Oh, really?
Because I was like just kind of I was kind of faggy. I wasn't gay. Like, I wasn't homosexual.
You used to, like, what George were Michael? Some of the things you did that?
Yeah, like now that I look back on it, I think that because my dad wasn't around, I didn't have like a real positive male figure.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just align with the guys that were like my idols, the guys that I would see on TV.
Right.
But then those guys that were popular in that time were like John Travolta from Grease.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like I used to, my brother points this out all the time. I used to jump off the bed and sing Grease Lightning, you know. You listen to whatever music your parents like at first. So I could sing every Barry Manilow song, even now. And she was dressing me the worst.
Oh, terrible.
And we were poor. So, I mean, I know there was a time one time, I'll never forget, I didn't have a shirt that I could clean shirt to wear because we hadn't done laundry at the laundromat. My mother made me wear one of her shirts to go into the city.
Oh, no.
What?
It was in defense, it was like a purple.
No. Like, normally when you say in defense, it was a black t-shirt and it was purple.
It was a purple, like, medical scrub shirt. And that was like, people were starting to wear those. Scoop neck.
How long did you sleep in your mom's bed?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Like, when you got scared or had a nightmare?
Never. I've been sleeping in my own bed. I'm telling you right now, I've been sleeping in my own bed since my parents are married and they were divorced by the time I was five.
And you never ran to your mom's bed.
And so much that when I was a baby, my mother always points out that her one parenting skill that she screwed up is that it was a lamp.
She didn't love you enough.
No, she loved it. There was a lamp and the bulb blew out and she took the bulb out and they didn't have a replacement bulb. And I climbed out of my crib and onto the dresser and somehow stuck my finger into the thing.
What?
And it shocked and blew me off the dresser.
What?
Yeah. That was the 70s. Nobody cared about safety.
Oh,
they used to leave knives on the floor. And they're
no.
They used to have dogs protect you.
Right.
Put the dog, it'll be fine.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And so even that, I just know I was young enough to live in a crib and sleep in my own room. Like, I was old. I was on the older end of the crib. I was climbing out of it and climbing on a dresser. But I never slept with my parents.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember my dad kicked me out. I remember I had a nightmare about a shark eating all of my family. I was like 4 or 5, and I ran to my dad's bed, and I wanted to sleep with him that night. And he was like, this is the last time, you're too old.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I just had a nightmare. Why can't I sleep with you anymore?
See, I don't
Because he was trying to get it on with your mom.
Yeah, you were.
No, they were divorced by that time.
He was trying to get it on with the lady that was hiding
there
under his bed.
No.
Phyllis.
You don't know.
Is
it Phyllis?
I don't mind the kids in the bed. I don't. I feel like I had an immediate separation anxiety when we tried to put my son in his bedroom when he was little. He was too far away. He was too far away. I mean, I would put him in there even after he fell asleep, and he'd be fine. And I'd be in the other room tossing and turning, just flipping out, because I keep thinking about that Eisenberg baby who they snuck in through the garage and kidnapped him. It just would blow my mind. Now, I love sleeping with the kids. I had my son and my daughter in the guest room last night. And the worst part about that is I have to go to bed. I have to get up at 4 o'clock, and I'm fighting with my daughter, who is screaming Peppa Pig at me over and over again. I'm like, watch your goddamn Peppa Pig. Just leave me alone. Let me sleep. Then in the middle of the night, she wakes up and wakes me up. And I go, what? What do you want? Daddy, daddy, what? Rub my belly.
Oh, God.
Rub your own goddamn belly. Daddy's going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm rubbing her belly.
Oh, like, Carmen, get out of my bedroom. Hey, Ethel, put on Cat Scratch Fever. Here it comes.
It's workout time.
Yeah.
But see, while your macho dad was working out to Cat Scratch Fever and cocaine, yeah. I was working out to Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical.
Yeah.
Because that was the cool song that my mother liked.
There was no question that I was not going to be gay or wasn't gay or anything. But I have three older brothers, and I was just always very guys. Although there was a couple things that snuck through. I do remember loving a pair of shorts that I had that were white with purple pockets. Yeah, they were like jean short looking things, whatever.
Awesome. Those?
And I like really loved animals, and I had a rabbit and stuff. And
white jean shorts and purple pockets? That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbit.
And of course, I always had the comb in my back. I had a big handle because I rather was very concerned about my hair.
Always.
Yeah. I got a perm when I was in like eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had long hair and I got it permed. And everyone was like, man, perm this and that. And then I scored 4 goals in the first game that I had the perm, and then like 3 other guys had a perm next week.
Up.
I was like, yeah, what's up?
That's
it's
what
not
the perm.
Hair. Yeah, it's my skills.
Big
it's
perm.
My superior soccer skills.
Yeah.
So how long does that take? What do you sit under the dryer and all that?
You got to sit there for a while and it stinks.
What year was that?
Chemicals. I was in eighth grade. So what are you, 13 in eighth grade, somewhere around there? So that was 71, 81, 84.
Oh my God.
Wow. My friend DJ, who we talked about this morning, was listening. He got a perm, but he got it in the early 90s. Like when hair bands and all that stuff were.
I had it because, I'll tell you exactly why I had it. Was because I had long hair, and one of my favorite players, Rudy Glenn from the Chicago Sting, had curly hair, and my hair looked a lot like his. Yeah, and I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, check it out. And I was into all that. I mean, 84.
That's so foreign to me. That you had a hero that was a soccer player.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know nothing about.
Well,
now I know way more than
soccer
I did then.
Soccer was very popular in Illinois, where I was growing up. I mean, that was a very popular sport up there, so, you know.
Yeah, I would never do my hair to be like some sports guy, but I did wear one glove for a little while.
Yeah, I did as well.
Oh, man.
I had a Michael Jackson scrapbook. That's another thing.
We all had Michael Jackson scrapbooks.
Yeah.
I had one glove, but I bet you your glove was cooler than mine.
Yeah.
Did you have a glitter glove or just a white one?
No, I just had a white gardening glove.
So we had a white glove. My brother and I would share.
I know whose gloves you wore.
Uh-huh, my Aunt Lena's, because she had eczema, and she used to wear gloves so nobody saw eczema, and then when it got better, she gave us her white gloves.
Oh, that's so gross.
That is.
It's so true.
Billie Jean, my hands really itch.
We also had breakdancing beads. Did I ever talk about that?
Breakdancing beads? I'm going to tell you right now, I was big into breakdancing. At no point did I know anything about beads.
Oh, nobody. You must have not been in a crew.
No, I was in a crew.
What was your crew's name?
I don't remember.
Then you weren't in a crew.
Yeah, we used to dance and stuff. But
Salsa Nights.
I was the first one in my junior high to have parachute pants.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to wear the parachute pants, and I'd wear the high tops with the laces undone.
I don't think I ever had parachute pants, but I think I might have been too fat for them. I might have looked like a real parachute.
It's possible. They cut off an old parachute.
You never had breakdancing beads?
I don't even know what breakdancing beads are. I'm afraid that you guys are doing something weird. Is that how you started the worm? They'd pull them out or what?
No. We're all connected by him.
Oh, no.
They were, I want to call Hector and make him talk about it because it was his creation. So everybody had them, though. So, Google and see if you can find anybody else. So our crew is called A New Decade.
Okay.
And our colors are blue and white and gray. And you had to make your breakdancing beads, and they went 4 blue, 2 white, 3 gray, 4 blue, 2 white, 3 gray, all around. And it was a circle with a tail at the end. And you could do whatever you want on the tail, but the circle had to have the same pattern. And you'd wear them, circle over your head with a tail just going down your back, and you'd wear them out like at Kmart and stuff. And you went out and hung out.
No.
Tell me I didn't dream this.
No, you guys may have done it, but it was your own sweeping
thing.
The nation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, it was a big New York thing. Why, Carmen?
Never heard.
God, I wish I had my breakdancing beads now.
I know.
They were so cool. You got to, first of all, you had to make them, so it made you creative. And then you wore them, and people knew you were in a crew. It was like gang colors.
But wow. You were a guy making bracelets.
Oh, it was the girls loved it. And then if you had a girlfriend, she could wear your beads.
My wife just texted me, and she goes, weren't you a ribbon dancer as well?
were you really?
No, no, no. Oh. When we first started dating, I used to tell her different stuff. And I would say, I said something about being somewhere. And I go, well, that's when I did the ribbon dancing and stuff. And I would just throw it away like that, like not. And she goes, what? And I go, yeah, I was a ribbon dancer. I said, I used to go all over. In fact, I went to different countries to compete. She goes, shut your mouth. And I go, I'm totally serious. I go, call Tim. And I hand her the phone. And she goes, did Greg do ribbon dancing? And he goes, oh, yeah, you really like, went totally right into it. She's like, there is no way. She believed it. She says she doesn't believe it, awesome. But she believed it.
What else did you tell her? Do you remember?
I told all kind of stuff. Mm. I mean, there's always, you know, whenever anything comes up, and I love telling, like, you know who that is? That's so-and-so's son, whatever, and they're like,
oh, man.
Are you serious? I go, no. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
I used to tell my old girlfriend, like when I was, like, in high school, or not in high school, in college, I used to tell her any story that I ever heard in my life, I would make it towards me. Like, I told her one time that the FBI seized my computer at my house because I was ordering airline tickets.
Nice.
That was from War Games.
Right.
Yeah. The FBI showed up. Any story that I heard or anything, I would just use towards me.
The time I was a janitor at the college, and I left a math problem on the board, and I
solved it.
Yeah,
I told her I went on a tour of the Stars' homes when I was in eighth grade. And they took us past this purple house, and they were like, this is Prince's house. And they were like, ooh, and everybody's taking pictures. It probably wasn't. It was just a purple house. And they said, the other day we came by, and Prince was out here playing basketball with Eddie Murphy. And I went, oh, my God. This is a... So she was like, have you ever been to California? I go, you know, I went to California one time, and I drove past Prince's house, and he was out back playing basketball. Yeah. Any story that I heard, I just told her everything.
Awesome.
So after a while, she just assumed that I had the best life ever.
Yeah, that's great.
My wife just texted me again, and this is true. I wanted to be a tap dancer. Like, for real, like Gregory Hines.
Why?
I thought that was so great.
What did you see that made you want to do that?
I saw him, like, tap dancing on The Tonight Show or doing something. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
You
I like
Gregory cool. Hines?
Yeah.
That was your hero?
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was great.
When I saw Bruce Willis in the Levi's 501s playing the saxophone, I thought...
Harmonica.
Maybe it was harmonica, but there was some sort of blues.
Bruno always played harmonica.
Okay, there was some sort of 501 blues commercial where the guy played the sax on his fire escape.
Okay.
And I lived in an apartment building, and I'm like, I want to sit in the fire escape and play the saxophone in my jeans and a white t-shirt.
My brother wanted to play saxophone after he saw, whatchamacallit?
St. Elmo's Fire?
No. Oh, St. Elmo's Fire. I wanted my hair. Rob Lowe was another hair hero. Billy had some good hair in there. What is it? The Vampires.
Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
The guy's muscly, and he's wearing like a mesh shirt. And I was like, oh, yeah.
You're in a hair hero.
Oh, I had a lot of hair heroes.
Who is the soccer player?
Rudy Glenn. You want to see a picture of Rudy Glenn?
That's hilarious. Absolutely, I do.
There's no way you would look at this guy and go, yeah, that's my hair hero.
Oh, in my head, I feel like I could already picture it. Yeah. Like, he looks like the guy... from McDowell's in Coming to America.
Yes.
The Soul Glow guy.
Yes.
Did you have greasy hair?
There's Rudy Glenn.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Is that Hector on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my childhood friend, Hector Rivera. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Mike? How are you, buddy?
Can you help me out with something here? I'm trying to explain to these people who have no idea what breakdancing beads were.
Oh, breakdancing beads. That was like a... kind of a fad back in the day. I think we were kind of trying to copy like the Zulu Nation and
you were maybe.
I don't remember having any Zulu beads hanging around my neck.
We had a crew. We had a breakdancing crew, and we were. Do you remember the name of our crew? How dare you?
No.
How dare you?
Terrible.
The crew meant nothing to you. You're out. You're out of the crew.
I just remember our failed attempt at our graffiti lifestyle.
What do you mean failed? You were like the best graffiti artist in Staten Island.
Yeah, sure. Until your mother busted us.
Dude, I tell that story all the time. Do you remember how she busted us?
Yeah, because a little metal ball inside the can kind of rolled.
My mother kept going, what's that smell? And we were like, oh, we don't smell nothing. And when she went up Hector's driveway, the ball went think. And she goes, oh, I'll never forget. She went, you son of a bitches. And then she drove us around the neighborhood trying to find our graffiti.
Oh, no.
What was your tag name? What was your tag name?
Decade?
Decade. What did I tell you? Decade, I just said that. Oh, my. Do you remember mine?
No, I don't remember yours. Your memory is always much better than mine was.
I was Sash.
Sash.
And I was...
What the hell are we thinking?
I don't know. I just did whatever you did. You were older. You were the smarter one. Hector got all the girls, man. All the girls love Hector because he was like Puerto Rican when Menudo was cool. So, yeah. He could dance.
Oh, stop it, Mike.
You could dance. You could do karate. You were handsome. All the girls loved you.
You're giving me way too much credit, Mike.
And he used to do graffiti, and we were the name of our crew because he was Decade. We were a new Decade, and we had breakdancing beads. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I was wearing beads when I went to Kmart with my mother. You made me join the Zulu Nation.
Oh my God, those were good times, buddy.
Looking back on now, they seem pretty dumb. But yeah, it was fun. Well, hey, it was good talking to you. I'm glad you backed me up on that. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem, Mike. Good to hear from you, man. Hope to see you again one day.
Yeah, you know what? We come to Orlando to go to Disney a lot. We got to hook up. I know you're out in that area. I'll give you a heads up next time we're coming down.
I'd appreciate it, Mike. That'd be great. Thank you.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Good talking to you too, buddy.
See you, man. You too. Hey, he was a great guy. Like, we were. So my mother dropped out of high school and she had two kids.
Right.
And then she went back to college when we were a little bit older. And she met Hector's mother in college and they became best friends. And this is, you know, they were in their 20s. And then Hector and I became best friends for years. We did everything. We went to summer camp together. We went to the same school, but he was a couple of years older than me. And then he went and joined the Army and we moved to Florida and we kind of, you know, obviously lost touch after that. But we still text every once in a while. We're Facebook friends and stuff.
That's
but
cool.
He was like certain guy, I think, can dance and sing and all that. He could do all that. And I'll never forget, we went to audition for this play. I was in a play from my school, my high school, and the director said, they're doing a play at the college, West Side Story. You guys should go audition for it. Remember I told you I walked out of the dance version? Hector, I go, you got to come with me. And he goes, why? I go, because I've never been to this before, and I want to do it. And he's like, all right, there's Puerto Ricans in there. Maybe I'll audition, too. He got the lead part.
Did he really?
Yeah, and so they bring you in a room. I was only in one high school play, and here I am at this audition where real adults were going to.
Oh, wow.
So you'd go into a room, and there'd be the director and a couple other people and a piano, and you'd have to give the piano player your sheet music and sing a song in front of everybody. I didn't have sheet music. Oh. So they were like, if you don't have sheet music, just sing Happy Birthday. We just need to see how you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I sang Happy Birthday. So Hector gets up there and they're like, do you have sheet music? He goes, no. And they go, all right, Happy Birthday. And he goes, can I sing something different? And they go, what do you want to sing? He goes, Baby Grand by Ray Charles and Billy Joel. And they were like, okay. And he just belted out both parts. They were like, this kid's got the part.
Damn.
Yeah, he was one of those guys. And he took karate and he was really good at karate because he could also do all that stuff. And I'll never forget, though, this kid, Chris Rocco, he was like the fat kid from Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
He was like just like such an obnoxious, like loud, do this, I want to see you do this, do a split, do another. And he goes, Hector, do that thing where you kick the lollipop out of my mouth. And to this day, I swear Hector did it on purpose. He did a roundhouse kick, and he kicked the kick right in the jaw. Broke his jaw right on the spot.
Oh,
right.
My God.
If you do go over to Orlando and you and Hector get together, can you do some breakdancing and video?
Yes.
I bet you he can.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet you he can do windmills and the worm and all that stuff. Yeah. I was more of just a...
Yeah.
I was a popper.
Hell yeah.
Kelta, carry the cardboard.
Yeah, pretty much.